Part 4.
You're back here now in Finland, back in the high school. Would you return to Japan in the future? Do you have plans?
Yes, well, I've actually been thinking of going there as an exchange student again from university. Also because, partly because I really miss the people there and the country and the culture, but also because I actually chose Japan as my country for the exchange year, partly because I thought that I'm going to study architecture and I'm really interested in really large buildings and buildings like skyscrapers.
What's special about skyscrapers in Japan? There are skyscrapers all over the world.
In Japan, because of it being a country with huge amount of earthquakes, they have to build skyscrapers to survive from the earthquakes.
How can you earthquake-proof a skyscraper?
Well, they build the skyscrapers so that during the earthquake, the top floors are allowed to move so that they actually kind of spin around. For example, I have a video where during the earthquake, the skyscraper is kind of spinning around and then slowly just calming down and slowing down and then just staying still, and nothing has actually happened inside the building.
That's an experience I'd never want to have. Thank you very much.
Thank you.